it's Mike Greenberg for Mike and Mike. You're tuned into Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Tuesday. You can listen to Press Row each weekday afternoon here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. You can also listen on the Stay Mobile live stream at times at ESPN.com.
Friends, if you have a broken screen, a sticky home button, or maybe your phone or tablet just doesn't work right, either way, you're disconnected from the world. You need to head to Stay Mobile right now. It's a new mobile device repair service here in Chattanooga. Visit staymobile.com to find the store near you. And remember, as always, stay mobile to stay connected.
That Stay Mobile live stream is ESPNChattanooga.com, I should say. And we are joined now by Paul Smith, the executive director of Finley Stadium, who the Stadium Corp had its board meeting today, and some news, several tidbits of news that we'll get into. But first and foremost, the West Plaza area, which is overlooks the field. You've got the First Tennessee Pavilion right behind you. If you can picture the scene I'm describing, that area will now serve alcohol for UTC home games. Wow, Paul, you've walked into a friendly crowd.
Yay.
Welcome.
Since you became executive director, took over for Merrill Eckstein, and got things rolling in January 2014, is this day a long time coming?
You know, it's more a kind of a reflection of what's happening in college sports. You know, it's Chattanooga's kind of growing up around the idea of having beer. You know, we've done it successfully at other events, And it's just time, I think. Kind of like the success of the stadium, I give it a lot of credit, is Chattanooga's grown up. You know, it has finally grown into that stadium, and maybe it was a little too early. The UTC football team is there, and the soccer has come on, and the market is successful, and there's a lot of events happening. And it's that all kind of relays back to the same thing, it's just about time, you know, that you were able to enjoy college football and a beer.
And it's not the first, I mean, beer has been sold at UTC games, but it's been relegated to the stadium club, to where you have to keep the beer in there and watch whatever you're watching on TV, or up in the luxury suites, which have, you know, you're windowed off so you don't. So this is really the first time that you can enjoy a beer and enjoy the atmosphere of a UTC game.
Yes, that's true. But, you know, I would like to make sure that this is an expansion of what we're doing. You were able to come to the UTC game, have your ticket, go visit, and enjoy a beer, but you had to do so in that room where we had the feed of the game on, you know, the video feed. So you could watch the game on the video, but you couldn't hear, feel, see the, you know, the college football experience. And so it's not as much. While we're very excited about it at Finley, and I'm also more excited, I'm very excited about it. I feel like it will draw a whole new group of football fans. So, but it's an expansion of what we were doing already. You're just to be able to, you know, experience the game and the crowd and the atmosphere at the same time.
All right. It's called the West Plaza area. It's also being called Stadium Club West. Jay and I were debating at the top of last hour. UTC opens up with Shorter on a Thursday night, and that's got the ability to be 28-0
early.
Yeah, 20 minutes into that thing. So I guess the question we have by halftime, will there be more people at Stadium Club West or more people in the stands?
Oh, it won't be that. I mean, there'll be a lot more people in the stands. You know, a lot of families come, and while we do feel like that might be one of the busiest nights because it's a night game, I don't think that will rival. I don't think it'll be that crowded. The university has also decided we're going to try to work with our neighbors and create a block type of party for student groups on Chestnut Street that we close anyway. So to work in conjunction with the Jump Park and Chattanooga Brewing and Southside Social to create an environment over there, much like we do the pavilion side. And the student section is going to flip from the west side of the visiting stands to the east side of the visiting stands. And so it'll separate the students from that plaza. So it'll create quite a bit of excitement. Plus, there's so many families that go over to the other side, the scoreboard side, where the hill is. So I think it'll kind of average it out. So
you'll have the placid side, the family friendly side, and then the imbibing side.
I guess if you want to put it that way.
All right. The voice you're hearing is Paul Smith, the executive director of Finley Stadium, joining us here for a couple of segments today here on Press Row.
Now that you have gotten the approval you have been seeking for a while, are you going to go domestic? Are you going to reach out to some of the fancy pants downtown brewery folks? This isn't an overnight success for you. This has been something you've wanted for a while. So what is your next step?
Well, I mean, we have an assortment right now that I think that's still undecided. You know, we have a great relationship with Carter Distributing and with Budweiser Chattanooga. Budweiser is a box holder. So I'm a firm believer if someone invests in you, then you also invest with them. So I would think that the majority of the offerings would come from Budweiser of Chattanooga. You know, but Bud Light, Ultra, you know, it's the kind of that low alcohol volume beer that when you're going to go be somewhere and then drive home, that's the kind that you drink. You know, you don't go heavy with the craft or the high gravity beers. You stay away from those in a football setting.
So the moonshine wing is we're gonna dial that back for a while.
Yeah, we're not ready to break out the martinis or anything like that.
Now you touched on something though in the expansion of your facility and what you guys have been able to do, and especially in the summertime, this actually could have as big, if not bigger, impact in the CFC than it could with UTC, correct?
Well, it's comparing apples and oranges. You know, we sell beer in the stands at CFC games, and so, you know, the one thing good about CFC is it's soccer. It's adult. You don't have to worry about the relationship between a university and trying to lead young people and to teach them how to make good decisions, and dealing with alcohol. So it's a totally different environment and totally different set of problems that you're approached with. So we're not going to do anything different for CFC games, and we feel like having the alcohol on the West Plaza, like we have in the Stadium Club, you know, for years, will bring a new energy to UTC football, and hopefully and encourage people to come out and support the Mocs. Because I tell you, if, you know, those years during Rodney Allison did their number, and now you got Russ Huseman that you just really could not script a better.
Well, but brother, you're going to throw Allison out there. I mean, when Allison was here, that was driving UTC fans to drink. Now we're inviting them to celebrate. I mean,
exactly. Well, that's the point. I think for years, you know, the Chattanooga community has not seen UTC as a winner, and it's really not the case anymore.
Right.
I mean, what Russ and that athletic department has done, I mean, you realize what that athletic department
it's staggering
has
over
done.
The last 18 months.
So, all right. And if you want to know the purpose of this and get an idea, and I'm not saying this matches it, but Paul brings up beer being sold at CFC games. So far in this fiscal year, the alcohol from CFC games, and there were six of them, I think it was divided between the regular season and those playoff games, $77,000 plus in alcohol sales from those CFC games, right?
That was just the last regular season game in the playoffs.
Right, okay, so one regular season game and then the playoffs.
Yes.
And I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
No, but there were 18,000 other folks who were. 648-1051 is the Hardee's hotline. If you've got a question for Paul Smith, the executive director of Finley Stadium, he'll be joining us for another segment. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.